Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Special guest this evening, Ed Castello.
That's it. What's up?
Dictaphone Blues, for those of you who want to put some music to a voice.
Music to a voice, to a name, to a voice.
How's it going, mate?
Pretty good. I've had an okay day. It's been fantastic.
The working week is done.
yeah.
The working week is done.
Yes.
Now, how stressful was it coming from wherever you were to here with that $15,000 guitar? Let's talk about that.
No, I didn't. That didn't even touch the sides.
Yeah.
I was thinking about taking it back to work rather than having it at home overnight.
Ed, do you want to talk about where you work and why you've got this guitar?
So I work at New Zealand's oldest music store. It's a place called Lewis Eddy. It's been going since 1880.
Fuck.
1880. Oh, you do the maths.
What the hell has been going since then at all? That's crazy.
Started up on Karangahape Road back then. It was a family business. Up until last year, it still was in the family. But it's recently been sold. So we're celebrating in 2020 our 160th anniversary. So we're doing a bunch of events and stuff, and I'm the guitar guy there, retail manager, and we were like, well, what can we do? How can we commemorate this? And our sort of flagship brand is Martin Guitars. I don't know if a few of you guitarists out there
might have heard of
them.
Do you sell a lot of Martin guitars? I know.
We do.
My good friend Steve Gunn.
Yeah.
Loves a Martin guitar.
Yeah.
For the uninitiated.
Basically, it's the guitar for like the expert, really. It's relatively.
I mean, like they've been going since 1833. That they kind of, a lot of the design features that Martin implemented and patented back in the early 1900s are used on guitars around the world. So we were thinking, what can we do? What can we do? And you can go to their custom shop and get whatever you want made. So we thought, hey, why don't we get like a Lewis Eddy 160th anniversary custom shop guitar? So one thing that
how does that work? Is it like ordering on the screen at McDonald's?
Pretty much. Yeah. They have.
I'll find a way to fuck it up.
No, you're not at all. No, you go to their website and they have like an order thing, and you jimmy up whatever it is you want, and you know it sort of changes on screen as you put in different specs and yada yada. So we were like, what, you know, like we'll get some power in there, being down here in Aotearoa, and we've got like the Lewis Eddy family crest on the fifth fret in power shell, which is really cool, and. It's got a few sort of vintage features. Back in the day, they used to use hide glue instead of PVA glue.
Oh, right.
And apparently that's one of the things that gives all of those hallowed 1930s guitars.
The vibrations.
The part of the vibe, yeah. Because it's all about how the guitar vibrates, you're right.
I noticed that the headstock's kind of like what you'd see on like a nylon string guitar. What did you call that?
The slotted headstock.
Yeah, that
good
seems old school, right?
Good spotting, Big Hungry. Yeah, it's an old school sort of feature that we wanted to tie in with the, I guess the ripe old age of the business. Mm. Yeah,
it's rad. I had a couple of strums before, and it's there's no bad chords.
No, there's no bad chords.
Often with guitars, it'll be like, man, the D sounds great on this guitar, or like the fucking E is mint, but it's just it resonates very well. So
yeah, no, it does.
Get what you pay for,
and that's what it's all about. How the guitar vibrates is how it sounds when you use quality wood and quality glue. And
as a gentleman who has probably strummed on a few guitars, how does this one compare to the stuff that comes through shop stores?
You're trying not to love it too much.
I'm trying not to love it, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's louder. It's louder than this is for anybody wondering what out there who knows guitar shapes and stuff like that.
Say the words, for sure.
This is a dreadnought-shaped guitar. It's quite a big-bodied guitar, but if you've ever seen, like, you know, Johnny Cash or Neil Young or any sort of classic singer-songwriter, they're probably holding a dreadnought-shaped guitar. Mm. So generally speaking, they're quite a loud guitar, but this one is very loud.
Right, yeah.
So it projects really, really well.
It's insane. I was humming into the sound hole before.
I
just felt compelled to do that. And it's chamberous, man.
Yeah.
Like it comes right back at you.
It's
a trip, man. It's a real trip.
It's a trip.
Craftsmanship,
man. Yeah. It's real craftsmanship. It doesn't. When you get a guitar from the Martin Custom Shop, it's made by the Custom Shop team. It's not. It doesn't go along the factory floor. So, those folks that work there in Pennsylvania, in the Custom Shop, they've probably been working for Martin for at least sort of 25 years, and they kind of do their dues and
probably grumpy.
Probably pretty grumpy, yeah.
Yeah, unless just stay out of the way, they do the good work.
They've had their cup of joe.
Rightly so,
Yeah.
And but, did you guys get a couple of these, or how does this work?
No, this is a total one-off,
And is it for sale?
It is for sale, yeah. We've got a, every year I put on this guitar sort of night and sale every year called Guitarnival.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it for about 3 or 4 years now, and we've had, Lawrence Arabia and Julia Deans in past years, and this year we've got Minnie Simmons doing an acoustic show, so that's next Friday the 16th.
Where's the shop one more time?
It's 75 Great South Road in Epsom, so it's just sort of south of Newmarket, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
You look like you got something.
It's like Market Road turning into Great South Road kind of area.
Market Road intersects Great South Road, and we're pretty much at that intersection of Market Road and Great South Road.
Somebody is.
There's a cafe in there, and come for the coffee, stay for the guitars.
Is there some old memorabilia floating around if you've been around since 18 whatever?
I've got this dust jacket. This kind of dust jacket that one of the because they used to, Lewis Eddy used to be in Queen Street as well. The Lewis Eddy building's still there. It has the big emblem up on the building, and they used to assemble all the Ludwig drum kits that would come into New Zealand and all this sort of stuff. And I've got one of these dust jackets that one of the workmen used to have.
Somebody's just saying they used that hide glue to laminate their Gerard turntable.
Hey,
plinth
together. Tight. Hey, well, that's all about vibes, eh?
Definitely. Right on. I think it is one of these things where it's the sum of its parts.
It is the sum of its parts.
And Martin just go deep on that.
So. They go deep. Mm. So it's ebony and Sitka spruce and East Indian rosewood and what else we got here?
I'll find out when I knock you out when you leave and I'm the coffee. Don't worry about it.
Classic. He couldn't help it, could he?
Ed, would you like to... Play a song for us.
Yeah, I'll play a couple of covers, because dudes will want to know, what this sounds like when they play the songs that they want to play on it. So here's a little Elvis Costello. It's you were saying it's Welcome to the Working Week when we're at the end of the working week, so it's a little bit of a paradigm weirdness. Anyway, now that your pictures in the paper beating. And you can have anyone that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you, I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it to me, do it, so you better get to it. I hear your family had to kill to survive. They're still waiting for the big day to arrive, but if they knew how I felt, they'd bury me alive. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you, I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it to me, do it to me. Better get to it. I hear you saying, yeah, the city's alright, but you.
Before I was surprised.
He picked up that? Oh, he did. Yeah. He said, hey, that's what we're going to do.
He's got a keen ear, old drum boy.
He knows his...
My aim is true.
My name is Truth.
It's my yeah, it's probably my favorite Elvis Costello record. Also, quite famous for the guitar he plays on it, a Fender Jaguar. Famous, famous Fender Jaguar record.
I can bring one of those in next time.
Okay.
Sweet.
You gonna? Would you like to play us another one?
That's what I want. I don't know. What
yeah.
So I just moved this. I made a big creaky sound before.
Yeah, go straight in. So I thought I'd sort of demo the what it sounded like, what it sounds like some big old beefy strumming, which that was, and then sort of a more tender finger picking style. I'll have to preface this with an apology, because the writer of this tune, Holly Forbrook, is an absolute mofo on the finger picking. So I'm about to butcher this, but we'll give it a spin anyway. Yeah, there you go, straight away. Day you work at the museum, me across the way in the winter garden, so young and so warm, we'll swarm the parks on a lunch break, we'll lie on the lawn, smile so stealthily, all buttery and brief, we'll lie through our teeth, shark or the cavalry, statues watching on us in our time bomb. Nobody feels old at the museum. No, nobody feels cold in the winter garden. Roll on, roll on, cutting it fine with the clock on. We'll persevere, carry on working there. You're in the museum, me in the winter garden. There you go. Very nice song. Very nice guitar.
Oh, shit, I forget, mate.
We received some messages via the text machine, which you might be able to decode for us.
Okay. Bring them forth.
Shout out to everyone rocking the courtesy car this weekend.
Pass.
Okay. And Ed can vibrate my wood anytime.
Hey, I don't know what the courtesy car's about, but vibrate the wood anytime.
I think they're both dick jokes.
Oh. Shout out to Parrot Dog for keeping you young lad quenched.
Wetting the whistle.
I'm doing like the roll on, roll on.
Now, Ed, new music from you. Dictaphone Blues is turning into the Ed Band.
Yeah, I thought I've got another album in the pipes, and it just sort of felt a little bit more sort of different. With the Dictaphone Blues thing, I've sort of been mining a kind of an area over the last sort of eight years or something, and the record that I wrote earlier in this year just sort of didn't really sort of go with that, so I decided to put it out under my own name.
And you're calling it the Ed Band, like John said?
No, it'll just come out under Edward Costello. Yeah, but yeah, I should have a single for you guys the end of the month. It's all ready to go, and album's ready to go, which will probably come out in the start of January. It'll just be digital only because I've got no money to press records.
Such is life.
Yeah. Cest la vie.
That's good. That's good. Now, yeah. Guitarnival.
Guitarnival, 16th. Friday the 16th. Next Friday, Minnie Simmons doing a very rare unplugged show.
Are you going to let them play that?
No. Tickets. Tickets at Eventbrite. Just search Minnie.
If people want to come and get their hands, can people come and handle that guitar?
Yeah. You can come and,
Do you start them out on something else, like a cheaper model first?
Start them out on something else, see whether they can play Stairway.
Is there like a massive room that's like dehumidified that it stays in that when you open it up, it goes...
yeah.
Like a chi, but opposite.
Yeah.
You have to you have to be able to play the
you're
solo.
Be able to play Stairway or Tears in Heaven.
Okay.
No, you don't. No, I'll sort of if you tell me a nice joke, we'll let you have a little cradle. But we're gonna have like 20% off all of our stuff.
Oh wow.
So it's like kind of a great time to buy a nice guitar if that's what you
jonesing for.
If you're jonesing for that, yeah. Don't have a courtesy car. Still don't know what that's about.
Isn't that when you're like...
That's when you go to the mechanics and they give you a car.
Oh, I thought it was... Oh, no, that's Dollar Driver, when you, like, go to the pub and you're like, oh, I want to get my KM home. And then, like, Jared and Derek Jared show up and they go, like, oh, I'll drive your car,
yeah,
man.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Okay, but I got confused, my bad.
All right, Ed, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, dude. It's always a pleasure to see
you. Anytime, bro. Thank you.
Thank you, BFM.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.
Is grateful for the ongoing support of New Zealand On Air.